Good morning. We are talking with Todd Berry from the Prairie du Chien Airport, and you have Diana here with you. And last week, Chad Abram, when he did his council report, he talked about the upcoming Air Race Classic that will be here in Prairie du Chien. It is now the week of, so you wanted to come in and talk more about this event and what kind of people can expect here in the area as they start seeing airplanes come in.
Yeah, so this is the 49th Annual Air Race Classic. It's an all-women air race. They visit 11 airports throughout the country.
Yeah, Diana was telling me about this. I mean, they're going all the way down to, like, Mississippi. And what were the locations?
So they're going to, they start out in Alton, Illinois. They go to Frankfort, Kentucky, Spartanburg, South Carolina, Douglas, Georgia, Tanner, Alabama, Magnolia, Mississippi, Russellville, Arkansas, Buchanan County, Missouri, then to Prairie du Chien, and then the last stop is at Mount Vernon, Illinois.
Yeah, so I mean, that's covering a good portion of the Midwest and eastern half of the United States.
Right. Yeah, it's 2,700 miles.
That I was just going to say, that's a lot of miles. Mm-hmm. And of course, they're in airplanes, not in cars, so it is a little faster. But so basically, this is a race that it's the airplanes competing against airplanes, correct?
Right. Each individual team is using their aircraft's engineered performance, I guess you could say, and they're racing against those numbers. They're not racing against every other racer per se as far as being the first over a timing line.
Mm-hmm.
So they do flight planning. They're planning their fuel. They're planning how much time it's going to take. They're considering the weather. So at the end of the day or the end of the race, the judges look at how well they did according to that aircraft's performance.
Okay.
So, you know, because it's not fair to have a fast plane
I was just gonna say.
Against a slow plane and thinking that
the
slow
different
plane
size
is going to take
over.
Engines
and whatnot.
Right,
yes.
Right.
Yes.
So
I don't know a lot about plane engines.
Right.
Just that they go up in the air and they stay in the air and then they come back down.
Right.
That's how they're supposed to go.
Right.
Right. Hopefully stay up.
Yes, stay up
as
there.
As long as they're supposed to stay up. Right.
But I know, Diana, you were kind of talking about other things that they're judged on is their landing.
Yeah. So when they come in, they'll have a timeline that they have to cross. And when they come across the timeline, we have timekeepers that will they'll log their time, and then they also are looking for if their wings are level, if they have their landing lights on, and then they have to fly between 200 and 400 feet above the runway. So there's that area that they have to fly, that range that they have to fly in, and if they don't meet that range, then they get deducted points. So it's a point system, and at the end of every stop, the points are submitted to the organization, the Air Race Classic organization. And then at the end, they'll have a banquet and they'll award the winners. They'll calculate the points.
All right. So again, this kind of kicks off on, well, the whole thing kicks off on, it already
on
kicked
Tuesday.
Off. It already kicked off. I mean, they're already.
Well, they're there planning right now.
Yes.
Yeah. But they actually start the race on the 23rd.
Okay.
And that will be in East Alton,
yes.
Illinois.
Yes.
And we plan on having possibly some people come here on Wednesday afternoon. But the majority of the races should arrive on Thursday.
Okay. So if you start seeing planes come in on Wednesday going, what is going on? Why are all these planes coming in? And then Thursday, there's more of them going, what's happening?
Right.
This is it. It's an actual event. It's the Air Race Classic. Again, it's all female pilots.
All female pilots.
Now, is there, if people want to kind of watch and see this?
Yeah, it's not really a spectator race. You don't see the airplanes.
Well, that's what I said, because they're all coming in at different times.
Yeah, you're not going to see airplanes going around in circles
or
race,
an air show
racing.
Type thing.
So if you plan on coming out and sitting in a lawn chair and watching, it's going to
be a little
bit disappointing. Right. But if you're an airplane enthusiast, absolutely come out and see the airplanes do their high-speed pass and you know, some of them will land, come in, get fuel. They might park for the night and plan on leaving the next day. Others might continue to fly on to the last stop.
Okay.
But like I said, if you're airport airplane enthusiast, come on by and check them out. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, and again, this is more so if you're just wondering, why are there so many airplanes landing in Prairie du Chien this week? This is why.
Right.
And anyone is welcome to come out and visit and just take in what's happening, for sure. You know, it would be a great little family thing to have some kids see, you know, the airplanes coming over. I think it'll be a fun event for people to come and just see the airplanes parked.
And it's a great thing for the community as well, especially when the ones that do choose to stay overnight, they're going to be coming into the city and visiting restaurants and staying in hotels. So it's great for the community, and they're going to put a few dollars into the community.
All right. So this is called the Air Race Classic. Again, all female pilots. Planes should start coming in on Wednesday. There'll be a lot more on Thursday, and then they'll kind of finish their last stop. I believe you said it was in Illinois.
Yep, right, Illinois. In Illinois.
So again, anything else you guys want to add about the event?
And one last thing. We're trying to strive to be the best stop of the race.
Okay.
All the racers in the end get to vote on the best stop.
Okay.
And that's kind of what we're kind of striving for.
Okay.
So community engagement is part of that judging. So if the community gets involved and if they feel free to make a sign that say, Welcome Air Race Classic or something, and put it in their yard or even come out to the airport with that, that can help us gain points so that we could be named the best stop of the race.
Okay.
And that would be great. And then I also want to say a big thank you. We have two donations that from Walmart is donating all the grab-and-go items for our racers. And then Pizza Ranch is donating pizza for the volunteers and the racers.
Oh, nice.
So we really, truly appreciate that. And this is just a labor of love from a lot of people in the community. There's a lot of volunteers. And we truly appreciate everything that everybody's doing to help out.
All right. Well, thank you both for joining us this morning, getting ready for the Air Race Classic coming into Prairie du Chien on Wednesday and Thursday of this week.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.